Well, in the Bible, we often find what we might call shadow figures, people who are kind of on the margins or the fringe, people who are often overlooked or ignored by others. Very rarely are we ever told the names of these people, yet often they are the people who we see the kingdom of God at work in their lives. And actually, I want to say that they're people who we can often learn the most from about God's kingdom. And I think that the widow that Lois read about earlier on in the story is one such people. As Jesus sat at the temple and watched people putting their offerings into the treasury, he watched them and saw this widow and saw many other people. The original word for watch is about looking at people closely, attentively. Other translations say that Jesus watched how these people gave their offering. And it seems from the story that nobody is aware that Jesus is doing this. Jesus sees lots of people throwing large sums of money into the offering. But he also sees this widow put in just two small copper coins. Now you might wonder, how did Jesus know the amount that people were putting in? Well, sometimes apparently people used to announce how much they gave. Not quite sure about that one. But more likely it was the fact that Jesus could hear, because the offerings, the containers they put the offerings in, were kind of like big brass kind of boxes, but they were in the shape of a horn. So as the money went down, you could kind of hear it rattle. So the more coins that went in, the more noise that was made. So more noise, more money, more importance. That is what many people thought, most people thought, in the temple on that day. The woman's coins had almost no value whatsoever. Her giving made very little, if any, material difference to the temple's operating budget. She dropped them in quietly and then went on her way, seemingly unnoticed. Nobody celebrated her gift. Everything that we read in this account makes her look less. There were many of the rich people. There was just one of her. They were rich. She was poor. They threw in their large amounts. She just put in her coins. And as I tried to put myself into her shoes that day, I imagine that she could have quite easily talked herself out of giving. Her small amount hardly seemed worth giving. She could have held on to her money out of shame because she couldn't offer more. She could have justified keeping her money because she needed necessities to live on. But instead, she chose to offer what she had rather than focus on what she didn't have. She only had two small coins, but she chose to give them both. And she is the one who captures Jesus' attention. Not because her gift was better, but because she had put in more than all of the others. Here was total commitment to God. One translation says, all the others gave what they never missed. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. Jesus knew exactly how much this had cost this widow. In earthly terms, it was insignificant. But in heavenly terms, it was treasure in God's eyes, because she offered what she had and from the heart. And I want to say that this widow encapsulates people down through the ages, the lives of people who follow Jesus with that same total commitment to God. But also, her willingness to give her all foreshadows Jesus' death, which is just around the corner in Mark's gospel. Because it's at the cross that Jesus willingly gives all of himself, all that he had and was, for you and for me. Now, I think this woman in the Gospels is a phenomenal example to help us reflect and think about in our lives. But I do want to say that including her story in this part of Mark's Gospel does seem a little bit puzzling. It seems a little bit out of context. Because just after this story, Jesus tells his disciples the temple will soon be destroyed. And just before, he's been debating with the religious leaders and the Pharisees. Jesus is critical of the religious leaders for devouring widows' houses. And that's a reference to the fact that often when people were widowed, it was the religious leaders that would be appointed as administrators to look after their estate. And what happened was that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law would kind of charge extortionate sums of money to do this. And so maybe Jesus is pointing out it's possible that this widow had been cheated and exploited in this way. We don't know. But I want you to notice, and Harriet read it really well, I want you to notice that in the midst of the debating, Jesus declares the most important commandment to be loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Is known in the Old Testament as the Shema. It comes from Deuteronomy originally. In other words, it's about loving God with all that we are. And this teacher of the law recognizes that doing this and loving our neighbor is more important to God than any or all of the offerings and sacrifices that were brought at the temple that day, or indeed that we can ever bring. And Jesus commends this teacher as not being far away from God's kingdom. So we have this important teacher of the law who gets something of God's kingdom. And then right there in the busyness of the temple, Jesus sees this widow putting the commandment into action. Living out, loving God with all that she had, with her mind and soul and heart and strength. Literally translated, it talks about the fact that this widow gave her whole life. And so we get this unlikely pairing of this very important and probably rich teacher of the law and also this widow coming together, because both of them had got what Jesus' kingdom was about and what is important in God's kingdom. And I want to say that this widow actually encapsulates so much of what we've been looking at in Mark's gospel over these last few weeks. She does what the rich young ruler could not do. She gave everything that she had. She reflects Jesus' words that many who will be first will be last in the kingdom, and the last will be first. But I wonder whether she also encourages us, those of us here today who feel that we have little to give. Those of us who feel that we go unnoticed, because she reminds us that God knows and God cares. And he is able to take the little that we might offer him and use it to do much in his kingdom. God values what we give, no matter how small it may seem in earthly terms. Jesus, maybe quite uncomfortably, does demand everything from us. She prompts each of us to think about, what is my response to Jesus? How are we living out the core Christian characteristics that we speak about in our vision, which is faith, hope, and love? Because I think that this woman operated in faith. Her belief in God and who he was enabled her to walk by faith and not by sight. If you know this story before you came this morning, I wonder if you've ever thought about what happened on the day after she gave all that she had. What about the food that she would have needed and maybe the rent that she would have to pay? Widows in that culture had very little opportunity to support themselves and earn money. Well, actually, as I think about that question, I think that God would have provided for all of her needs, honouring that willful trust and decision to trust God. And I want to say that here is faith that challenges me. What do we think about God, and how does that impact on our lives and daily living? Do we truly believe that God is enough to trust him completely? That he, not the things that we are or what we have, will be able to provide for what we need? In other words, do we crave for the type of faith this woman showed, both individually and as a church, which would enable us to live differently and more confidently in who God is and what he can do? So in other words, first of all, this woman operated out of faith, but I also think she operated strongly in biblical hope. Biblical hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised and gaining strength to live in that way because we know that God is faithful. In other words, we've got hope for the future, that God will be with us and the future will be good. She trusted God, not just for the present and for her needs, but also as she looked out into the future. She trusted that God would take better care of her than these two small coins ever could. And I wonder whether we crave for more of that hope in our lives, that confident expectation about what God has promised and his faithfulness. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, that word all again, all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, again, that all word, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So she operated in faith. She operated in hope. And lastly, she operated in love. Quite simply, this woman loved God. She loved him and she fulfilled the greatest commandment by loving him with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. She loved God because she knew that God loved her with a deep love. She had every right to keep hold of at least one of those coins. But actually, I want to say that real love has an element of risk to it. Here is truly extravagant love, measured not by the value of the coins, but the fact that she gave all in true faith, hope, and love from her heart. This widow, I think, gives us a fantastic picture of how things will be one day when God's kingdom is fully realized here on earth. At the moment, we see just a dim reflection, just glimpses of God's kingdom in our lives, in the church, and the lives of others. But one of God's promises is that one day we will see fully when Jesus comes back again. But for now, as people of faith, we are left with these three things to practice: faith, hope, and love. And I wonder whether this widow challenges each of us to ask, how are we living these three things out in our lives as we realize, as Jesus said, the greatest of these is love. So let's just be still for a moment, and maybe you want to stay focused on that, those words as I pray. But just ask God, which of those things might I need more in my life? Do we need more faith to trust God? More hope to build on his faithfulness? Or maybe today to know the extent to which God loves us and be able and willing to respond to that love in return. So let's just be still for a moment as we reflect.